You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, some of you have been asking about this certain type of gel that is supposed to be helping restore women's sex drive in less than a month. Let's talk about that and make sure it's just not a scam, because we have to be very, very careful about all these libido enhancers. Apparently, there's news out that Obamacare has a marriage penalty that you do fare better if you're divorced or just living together. We'll talk about that. Those of us suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder are more prone to gaining weight. Coffee, helping the heart, increasing blood flow, a new type of medicine. When it comes to testosterone, not too high, not too low. We know that's kind of, to me, makes sense, right? You're not supposed to have anything too high or anything too low, but we'll talk about that. And then, of course, we have a professor who says that we could invent booze that doesn't get you that gets you drunk, but not with a hangover. All right, and you could do the same for ecstasy, cannabis, etc. What? All right, so we got to talk about this. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this was interesting. This caught my eye. This was on Mail Online. Honeybees can be trained to detect cancer. Apparently, a Portuguese designer has created some sort of contraption that she says can detect cancer using trained honeybees. The bees are placed in a glass chamber, and then the patient exhales from this chamber. If the bees fly into a second chamber, it means the bees have detected a disease. She presented her bees project at Dutch Design Week. Not sure about that. They say trained bees only rush into the smaller chamber if they detect the odor on the patient's breath that they have been trained to target. And they think it only takes about 10 minutes to train these bees. Now, I didn't know this, but apparently honeybees are supposed to have a better sense of smell than dogs. Apparently, bees can be trained to detect bombs. One company called Insectinel is training sniffer bees to work in counter-terrorist operations. Can you believe that? They say a bee is trained by exposing it to certain odors before feeding them a solution of water and sugar. The bees remember the smell the rest of their lives if they are rewarded with the sugar. Now, this glass object that somebody breathes into has a big chamber and a small chamber. The bees will go to the small chamber if they detect a disease. They say research carried out by scientists has suggested that bees could accurately diagnose tuberculosis, lung, skin cancer, and diabetes. Now, I don't know about you, but I am afraid of the bees. Okay, this whole, if you don't bug the bees won't bug you. Wrong. Bees seek me out. No. I'm not going there. No. But, wow. Don't bug the bees. The bees won't bug you. I mean, for them to be able to pick up cancer. Now, the diabetes I get. Diabetes is easy because a lot of people with diabetes, they have the extra ketones. Or they have this weird breath, this ketotic breath. And there's a smell to diabetics. Diabetics have this kind of a fruity smell. So I can understand that. But the cancer, being able to pick up a certain cancer antigen, pretty cool stuff. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we don't want too high. We don't want too low. We want it just right when it comes to testosterone levels. According to MedPage Today, older men whose natural testosterone levels were in the middle range tended to live longer than those with higher levels, than those with lower levels, meaning too much is bad and too little is too bad, and it's got to be like the Goldilocks fable just right. The study, which divided, I guess, elderly community-dwelling participants into four groups based on their testosterone levels, looking at their total testosterone, I guess this starts to get pretty they start to talk about the T scores and the P scores, etc. But I guess what they did is they said that men who died early had lower baseline testosterone and estradiol, estrogen. Now, it did not include men taking testosterone level therapy. We were just looking at, I guess, people with their baseline testosterone level. Now, I'm trying to look at how high is high, because some of you, you do pretty well. Your testosterone levels are pretty, you know, pretty good. So I want to know how high is high. And as many of you guys have seen, depending on what's getting tested, the range could be huge. They say the percentage of men with circulating total testosterone levels in the two middle quantities, all right, I guess had less death than those that had the higher levels or the lower levels. They said, let me see here, higher testosterone levels were associated with lower ischemic heart disease. Estradiol, which is precursor to estrogen, has not been associated with heart disease, etc., even though estrogen with women are an issue. Now, again, I don't have levels on how much your testosterone would be to be too high. Okay, we know low testosterone is an issue, but what's phenomenal about this study is many insurance doesn't cover testosterone therapy because they think it's more of a cosmetic thing. They don't think it has anything to do with your health. This is another study saying, look, low testosterone could be an indicator of poor health for the man who has it. Remember I told you that, yeah, your testosterone levels drop, but overall, you know, you're still supposed to have a certain level. If you have low testosterone as a man that's aging, you still should get other things checked out, because it's not like menopause where your testosterone drops really, really low. You still can have normal testosterone levels. So if too low a testosterone or too high a testosterone could still put you at risk for heart disease, early death, etc., that means we don't blow off testosterone. We allow that to get paid. All right? Many Obamacare plans or regular health insurance plans, they won't cover testosterone. Why the hell not? Because it's just, you know, being used by weightlifters. No, it's not. Low T is important. You get your testosterone checked. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 21st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,242.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,288.12, $644.06 for a half ounce, or $322.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,288.12, $644.06, and $322.03.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so coffee, possibly the next new medicine? A study is presented Wednesday at the American Heart Association Scientific Session showing new evidence that coffee boosts the function of small blood vessels in people who are already healthy. Researchers in Japan looked at 27 young adults in their 20s. None of them were regular coffee drinkers, but they agreed to maybe consume 5 ounces of cups of joe, you know, for science, which is really nice. It's being reported by the LA Times. On one of the days, the coffee was caffeinated. On the other day, they drank decaf. Okay? They weren't told which was which. Then they measured the volunteers' blood pressure, blood flow after they finished the beverages. The researchers placed a probe on the tip of each of the volunteers' left index finger or thumb and used a technique called laser Doppler flowmetry to measure blood flow to the digit. So basically it shines this laser beam through the blood and measures how much it is scattered by the movement of red blood cells. For the study, they interrupted blood flow to the hand for 1 minute, all right? And then when the minute was up, they monitored how quickly the blood flow returned to the finger or thumb. It turned out that blood flow measured in the finger or thumb was 30% higher when they had the coffee with the caffeine than when they had the decaf. And this was pretty significant. Now, some of you are like, well, wait a second, of course. caffeine increases heart rate, would make sense to increase blood flow. I mean, not entirely. You know, many of us doctors assumed that, but just because you have an increased heart rate doesn't mean you get increased blood flow, because think about it. If your heart is beating pretty quickly, all right, you know, like, for example, somebody in SVT or atrial fibrillation, they don't get a good fill of the heart, they don't get a good fill of the pump, etc. Speed doesn't necessarily mean quality. They say this wasn't the only change. Blood pressure rose significantly as well on the days when the volunteers drank regular coffee, but the caffeine did not cause tachycardia, which is higher heart rate. The researchers measured levels of the neurotransmitters epinephrine, also known as adrenaline, and norepinephrine in the volunteers' blood plasma. Now, epinephrine and norepinephrine, these are things that are known to increase heart rate, the sympathomimetic system. You know, it's adrenaline, okay? And so, you know, they found that those levels were the same, whether you had coffee or not. So it's not that you're getting a speed rush. Caffeine is different. So it's kind of interesting. It's interesting. I mean, you know, we've seen many studies coming out saying if you drink coffee, it helps the heart, helps with cancer, et cetera. Yet doctors are still telling everybody no coffee. We're still telling everybody to not drink coffee. Well, then when do we tell people to go ahead and, I guess more studies have to be done. But it's pretty cool nonetheless. All right, hangovers. Hangovers get worse after we're 40. Why? Well, there's a study for that. They think maybe it's that we're easily dehydrated. Maybe it's declining muscle mass. According to Dr. David Oslin, a professor of psychiatry at the University of Pennsylvania, he says all of the effects of alcohol are kind of amplified with age. He says as we age, we get more dehydrated, so the alcohol is less diluted in our body, which means if you're, you know, if you have more fluid, then you drink the alcohol, it dilutes. But if you're dehydrated, and older people are, then it comes and hits you quicker. You know, it's interesting. I don't really see a lot of older people get drunk. Think about it. I usually see younger people. Then middle-aged people start to cut back a little bit. Do you ever see grandma or grandpa get drunk? I know, I saw bad grandpa, but think about it. Do you ever really see a lot of older people get drunk? I don't. And you would think just one or two glasses would do it. All right? So because we're more sensitive, then we also could be more prone for a hangover. Now, we lose muscle mass, right? Right? You know, as we're younger, we have higher muscle, higher metabolism. Then fat starts to integrate where your muscle is. You start to lose muscle. Alcohol is not distributed in the fat. So people with more fat, less water, less muscle mass have more alcohol in their blood. The more alcohol, the more acetaldehyde as it gets converted, more for a hangover. We've talked about acetaldehyde and how Sprite apparently was the choice, the drink choice that fortunately burns up that acetaldehyde and converts it quicker, I believe, to acetone. I have to double check the chemistry on that. So it's interesting. Every now and then I tell my mom, oh, you know, yeah, you can have some champagne. And, you know, she always doesn't want to go there. And I think it's because she just gets headaches. I think older people get headaches. They don't feel good. It's just not worth it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI, where there's a professor called David Nutt, N-U-T-T, and he boasts that he is on the threshold of inventing a alcohol that gets you drunk but doesn't give you a hangover, hence quote-unquote healthy alcohol, which to me is a misnomer. That makes no sense. He's been experimenting with laboratory-created substances that will supposedly allow people essentially to switch intoxication on and then off again. They say first you drink a glass, okay, you feel happy, etc. Then when you feel like you're drunk and you're done and you want to go to work or whatever, you can pop an antidote. The antidote is supposed to sober you up quickly. Now, I mean, I know this is something that would be a dream for college students that have to go to class or people that have to go to work, but I'm a little nervous about this. Professor Nutt, N-U-T-T, works at Imperial College in London. I guess he treats alcoholics, and he wants to come up with a harm-free, quote-unquote, booze that would revolutionize healthcare. All right? I mean, people like to be inebriated. So how do you do this healthily? Okay? From what we understand, he had been fired back in 2009 for saying that cannabis and marijuana, ecstasy, and LSD were less harmful than alcohol and cigarettes. He claimed taking ecstasy is no more dangerous than riding a horse. But because he downgraded ecstasy, he lost his position as the government's chief drugs advisor in England. They didn't want him, you know, sending out the wrong information. But, you know, this is again, one of the people who have, you know, come out and said, you know, look at marijuana. It's not that bad, people. And now as we're starting to legalize marijuana throughout the country and then possibly incorporate it into medical regimens, we're going to start to probably believe a lot of these people who came out and said, look, guys, this isn't that bad. You know, what blows my mind, again, is the lack of freedom of speech. Okay? Even, I mean, you try to say marijuana could be technically a medication, depending on the time and the place, it's not free. Who was it where we were talking about how, gosh, I don't know if somebody sent me an email. Who was it where they said, look, legality or illegalness, okay, it all depends on the time frame, right? Alcohol was illegal, right, in the 20s, but it didn't make you, I mean, were you a bad person in the 20s? Or are you a bad person now if you're drinking alcohol or if you're distributing it? Really, it was more of a distribution and the sale of alcohol rather than having to imbibe it. But still, I mean, it's all relative. Somebody in 2009 gets fired for saying marijuana is less dangerous than cigarettes. Yet nowadays, that doctor is going to be hailed as a hero. I mean, we're only talking 4 years, people. It's crazy. All right. All right. So he claims to be experimenting with substances that copy the way in which alcohol affects one of the brain's neurotransmitters, the GABA, the gamma aminobutyric acid. That, the job of GABA is to kind of keep the brain calm. Alcohol relaxes people by mimicking and increasing GABA function. But alcohol also increases aggression, addiction, etc. This is according to Daily Mail. So he says, in theory, he could create a substance that makes people feel relaxed and sociable, but remove the unwanted effects. Now, he doesn't have this yet, okay? But this is something he thinks he's on because he's been dealing with alcoholics and alcoholic therapy now for years. I don't like the idea, though, of people getting drunk, getting wasted, whatever, and then popping a pill to change it back, etc. I don't like the idea of people not having consequences. You see what I mean? I mean, you know, once everything gets so easy as where you can just take a pill and solve your problem, you can take a pill for your weight. You can take a pill to get over the alcohol. If there's no cause and effect, then people are going to just be very, very rampant. I mean, I'm not saying we all need mommies and daddies in the form of, us, you know, getting beaten up the next day with a hangover. But the reason why you have a hangover is your body is trying to tell you that something you did was toxic and the body's trying to repair itself. You know, same thing with, you know, taking pills for obesity. I would love for there to be an obesity pill, right? I could be skinny. I could look great on TV. I think I would love that. That would be awesome. Yeah. But then what? I'm just going to eat whatever the hell I want. You know, sometimes obesity and the issues with obesity is a sign that you can't eat whatever the hell you want. And that good health doesn't come with it. Now, I think a lot of us in the medical field, unfortunately, have kind of just given up and said, look, we need to think for people. I don't want to do that. I don't want to give up. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, as usual, McDonald's is back in the news. There's always news about McDonald's or Walmart. Everybody loves to bring them up. But this is interesting. Apparently there's a report that the McDonald's sign, all right, makes us, quote-unquote, miserable. And according to the University of Toronto, researchers claim that these fast food symbols stop our enjoyment of art, music, etc. Canadian research claimed that being exposed to symbols of fast food and other signs of, quote-unquote, disposable society makes smaller everyday things harder to enjoy. The study found that people regularly exposed to fast food signs are likely less to savor enjoyable experiences, such as finding pleasure in art and music. I don't even really want to go into how they did the study. I guess they looked at 280 participants in the U.S. found people living in neighborhoods packed with fast food outlets are less likely to savor enjoyable experiences. Now, okay, I got to tell you something. I see where they're going with this, and they're probably right, okay? For those of us that require fast food, okay, then when there's a supply, when there's a demand, there's a supply. So then there's a supply of all these fast food places. Okay, so I get that. So people on the go that don't want to sit down and eat and relax, like isn't in Paris, I've never been to Europe, but whenever I see in the movies the Eiffel Tower, it looks like there's a cafe right along some sort of a street, and so people could sit there outside and eat on the cafe and look at the Eiffel Tower. I mean, is it like that? So I get that. Okay, so I get in Europe you could sit there, etc. But you know, when you're running around and busy or in New York, etc. Okay, I mean, you're going to sit there and look at a building? We're in a hurry. We want to grab our food and go. So I get that, you know. But I don't live in Paris, so I'm not going to stop and always walk by the Eiffel Tower and check out the Eiffel Tower. Okay, I really enjoy art. I think art's beautiful, but no, I don't have time for it. So I think what they're saying is those of us that don't have time, all right, seem to be more inclined to eat fast food, and then those of us that are more inclined to eat fast food spend less time on our art. All right, I get that. I guess there was also news about the McRib sandwich, where the McRib is not going to be launched nationally, only locally. So for those of you McDonald's lovers who love the McRib, I don't know if it's going to be national. I don't really eat the McRib, so I don't know. I had a McRib back in the 80s. It was good. I did like the McRib back in the 80s. I did try that. I didn't know it was pork, but, you know, still, I did think it was yummy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. There's a report here on the 10 unhealthiest fast food options for children. And I guess people have looked at McDonald's and Dairy Queen, et cetera, and have come up with a list of some of these foods and how unhealthy they could be. Although, you know, I'm kind of getting hungry just looking at these hamburgers. Okay, so Dairy Queen, for example, the kids' cheeseburger, fries, milk, and Dilly Bar. I didn't know that at Dairy Queen you could get a chocolate-covered ice cream stick. 980 calories, 49 grams of fat, 1,600 milligrams of sodium. A kid's chicken sandwich with fries and 2% milk, 760 calories. Sonic has a grilled cheese sandwich with tots and 1% chocolate milk, 790 calories. KFC has a little kid's bucket. It's called Little Bucket with Chicken Little. It has macaroni and cheese, applesauce, 2% milk, 710 calories. Wendy's Kids Cheeseburger, small fry, and frosty, 710 calories. You want to know what's interesting? When I was on a diet years ago, I would go to Wendy's and get a kid's meal because I thought I was eating less calories because I'd eat a kid's meal instead of a regular meal. Now, I wouldn't eat the frosty. It would probably be like a diet soda, and I really wasn't eating healthy those days. But 710 calories. Chick-fil-A, we don't have them here, but I guess Chick-fil-A has these chicken nuggets, low-fat milk, and waffle fries for 660 calories. Now, we don't have a Chick-fil-A where we live, so I've never gotten to go to one. But I'm looking at these kids' chicken nuggets. They don't look fried. They look skinless. So I'm wondering maybe it's the waffle fries that contain most of the calories, or they just really load these skinless chicken things with a lot of flavor. Looks like a lot of salt, 1,100. Arby's has chicken tenders, curly fries, low-fat milk, 630 calories. A McDonald's cheeseburger Happy Meal with apple slices and fries, 520 calories. Burger King comes in less at 470 calories for their cheese kids meal, but even Subway made the list. The Fresh Fit for Kids that had a roast beef mini sub, apple slices, and low-fat milk, still up at 365 calories. So, but when I look at this, okay, it's very easy to go, all right, guys, so fast food is bad. Okay, fast food high in calories, but then I need to stop and go, well, wait a second. All right, you know, when we make a grilled cheese sandwich at home, I'm sure there, now, I don't butter the bread. You know, I toast the bread. We try to use wheat bread. We try to use maybe low-fat American cheese. But I'm sure that's got to be a few hundred calories, plus the fruit, plus if they take a Capri Sun or something like that. How low in calories, how well are we doing at home even when you come to think about it. You know, I mean, oh, you know what? I made some rice at home, and I made some ground beef, and I put some cheese, and I mean, you know, is it just food has a lot of calories? And then when we season it up and spice it up and salt it up, et cetera, we're just loading it up, you know? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Obamacare appears to offer a penalty if you're married. The Atlantic reported that in the state of New York, married couples qualify for subsidies to pay for their health insurance if their combined income is below 400% above the poverty line. But if those married earn more than that, which is if a married couple earns more than $62,000, they don't qualify for the subsidies. If the same couple divorced, then they could earn up to $45,000 each or $91,000 together and still qualify for subsidies. This is what I was talking to you about years ago, where with our new administration, it benefits you to not be married because individually you fare better. The Heritage Foundation reported on this quote-unquote federal wedding tax in January 2010 when it looked at the Senate-passed health care bill before it was signed into law. I guess married couples would pay more than $10,000 per year under Obamacare than non-married counterparts, since their income is counted separately as well, and then they look at their disposable income, et cetera. So you think the government would want to, shall we say, encourage marriage, encourage union, cohabitation of married couples, not penalize you if they're married. What do they want? I've known people who have divorced and they still live together because they get to pay less taxes. I don't know if anybody knows about the Obamacare subsidies and you could qualify for that. But, I mean, you know, people look at marriage differently already, unfortunately. So, you know, we already have so many people getting pregnant and, you know, living together and marriage isn't even a thought. Less and less people are getting married. What's to stop people from divorcing to save money? I mean, we are in a pickle right now, a huge bind financially. All of us are. And thousands of dollars a year really count. And so, you know, seeing this bond of marriage be penalized by a government. And I mean, I don't know whether somebody sat there and go, oh, well, if they're married, let's really screw them over. But we want to incentivize marriage with couples. We want to incentivize unions. Okay, we want to kind of go back to the way things were in the 50s with economic boom and growth, you know, but no, not happening. And a lot of you say, with Dr. Dahlia, divorce is down. Well, divorce is down because there's less marriage. Okay, probably the last 20 people I've diagnosed with pregnancy that have come in, missed their period, not married, they're happy about it. They're fine. They're going to, you know, either raise the baby on their own or they're going to live with their boyfriend, etc. But it's just people are doing things differently nowadays. So I'm not going to be surprised if people are going to get divorced so they could get subsidies and take thousands of dollars. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want everybody to check their wallets, but apparently there's an unclaimed lottery ticket worth $16 million that's supposed to expire today, I guess. If a Powerball jackpot isn't claimed within 180 days from the draw date, the funds are returned to the state's Educational Enhancement Trust and Florida Lottery Prize Pool. They say an unclaimed $16 million lottery ticket is supposed to expire today. No one has claimed it. They bought it in a suburban Tampa, Florida convenience store. This is the largest unclaimed jackpot in Florida since 2003. Somebody had not claimed a $53 million in the Florida Lotto game. I know some of you are like, okay, well, maybe check some of the older people because maybe somebody died and they're the ones that have the ticket. I would probably do that, okay? I mean, the other thing I'm thinking about is was somebody abducted. And they're sitting there screaming, going, I have the ticket, I have the ticket, but I'm stuck down here. Please save me. Wow. And this is what they're saying. Possibilities is maybe the winner died. Where he or she could cash it in, or somebody lost it, threw it out, they're from out of state, they forgot. I don't know how you guys do it. If we ever are, because we don't have lottery tickets where we live, because we live in Nevada. So if we ever are in another state and we buy lottery tickets, I mean, we tape those suckers right to our foreheads. I mean, that's like money. You know, we win, you know, if you would win, I mean, we've never won, obviously, but still. You know, they're hoping somebody claims it. But that's incredible. I guess it was purchased Saturday, May 25th. The winning numbers are 2, 6, 19, 21, 27, and a Powerball of 25. Boy, I don't, my purse got stolen, but I wasn't in Florida around that time, so I didn't buy it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you say, you know, Dahlia, even if I stop smoking, I'm in my 60s. What good is it? I mean, what's the point? Well, they say even if you quit smoking, and I've told you guys this, if you quit smoking, no matter when, you will definitely see benefits, okay? They say past studies showed it may take up to 15 years of abstinence for smokers to kind of reach their level of cardiovascular health to those who don't smoke. But a new study looked at people over 65 that they may be able to lower the risk even as quickly as 8 years. I even think it's before that. Okay, because every time you smoke, you could be causing inflammation. So I think you are improving for every day you don't smoke. They say you still remain at greater risk of dying from causes unrelated to cardiovascular health, like emphysema, lung disease, and cancer. But your heart could possibly revert to somebody who hadn't smoked, right, within 8 years of not smoking. So they looked at older people who smoke less than 64 cigarettes a day for no more than 10 years or less than a pack a day for 30 years. They're looking at pack history. And they said people who gave up smoking 15 or fewer years ago lowered their risk of heart failure or dying from heart failure, heart attack, stroke, etc. So just don't think it's too late to stop. And again, I don't want you to go, well, wait a second here. 8 years is still too long. I'll be in my 70s. Because that's what a lot of you do. A lot of you say, I can't tell you how many of my older patients go, you want to know what? I'm too old. You know, it doesn't matter. So what? I'm going to be okay then when I'm 78? And I'm like, stop it. Okay? I mean, you know, we're living till our 90s now. So I think it's extremely important. So try to quit smoking whenever. For every day you quit smoking, I think it definitely helps. And remember, COPD, emphysema, et cetera, these are things that are not a fun way to die. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A private planned, I guess a private manned Mars mission is set for January 2018, okay, unless it gets support from federal government, I guess go a little sooner. Apparently, the nonprofit Inspiration Mars Foundation aims to partner with NASA to send two astronauts on a flyby mission to the Red Planet in 2018. Okay, they say Inspiration Mars has little chance of making this launch date unless Congress and the White House will allow this to happen. They say they only have a couple months because then they have to prepare. They want to launch a married couple on a 501-day flyby mission to the Red Planet. The astronauts won't land on Mars, but would streak within 100 miles of its surface before going back to Earth. The reason why we're doing this is to lay the foundation for even more exploration efforts in the future and help cement the United States' status as a global leader in science and technology by inspiring the next generation of researchers and engineers. Now, look, I think that's cool. All right, but do we have government dollars for this? Okay, I mean, I love the whole idea of knowing what's going on out of space, seeing if there's another planet we can move to if Obamacare ruins ours. I think that's cool. I get that. But how expensive is it to take a married couple and let them fly to around Mars? Okay, we got some big problems right now. And listen, for us to look like a global leader, I think this current administration already messed that up. So whether we get to fly by Mars, yeah, that's nice to be famous and be in the history books as, yeah, we flew near Mars. I think we really need to get our house in order first. So whoever this married couple is, I mean, fund it yourself. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Female Viagra. They've been talking about this quote-unquote miracle gel, all right? And I think what they're talking about is certain testosterone gels. And having women use testosterone gels on the inside of the arm, etc., and that hopefully you absorb it such that in a few weeks, you'll end up maybe having a little bit more libido. Now, we know that testosterone increases libido because people that lose testosterone decrease libido. The problem is when we give women oral testosterone or add testosterone to some of their hormones, their sex drive doesn't go up. And I think what we're finding is that there's a lot more to the lack of sex drive than just testosterone and hormones. We talked about women's loss of sex drive a lot on this show, where you have this Darwinian theory of the older a woman is, the less safe it is for her to have a baby and less safe the offspring are because they may have medical conditions, chromosomal abnormalities. So the female sex drive drops drastically in nature depending on the age. Now, other types of species, the female sex drive may continue. For male species, most of them still can have a sex drive because they could still propagate and they find younger female species to impregnate, etc. So, you know, the female psyche and the female libido and the female loss of libido is very intricate. So I don't want people getting too excited about using testosterone gels. But if testosterone is the reason, yeah, it's going to help you. But if testosterone isn't the reason, it's that you're in love with George Clooney and you're not attracted to your husband. No, the testosterone's not going to help. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon that apparently faces jail. 6 years in jail after being charged with carrying out unnecessary added procedures on a rhinoplasty patient to ramp up his bill. He's been accused of this. Dr. Jay Calvert, he's a regular guest on the Tyra Banks Show, is alleged to have overbilled an insurance company by $40,000 and faces insurance fraud. He was carrying out a nose job on a patient when he completed another procedure so that he could charge the woman's insurance company. The victim has not been named. I guess was left with long-term medical problems as a result of the procedure. Now, some of you could say, well, was she lying about it? Well, I mean, usually before you do any procedure, you have to get consent for every single procedure you do. So I'm not too sure what this is. You know, like for example, when I had a tumor on my ovary, my doctor said, you know, look, if we think it's cancer, you know, will you allow us to do a hysterectomy or whatever? And I said, look, no, ask my husband. My husband will have to, you know, I knew what was, if something was going to be coming. And of course, if there's any emergency type stuff, you get that done. But a doctor just can't add something cosmetic. You're supposed to have some sort of consent, something signed. And that protects you, saying, but the patient wanted the lipo. The patient wanted that. So I don't know if anyone's lying here. I don't know much about that. All right, guys. What else do we got? We got so much more to talk about in so little time. All right. Well, the more Dr. Dolly is coming up. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Be safe and God bless.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country.
But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.